This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Make it work. Tuesday, the 26th of May, is upon us with all the fog and the frogs. A lot of fog here in my neck of the woods. And the business. I have some lilacs. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. So, lilacs. Do you have? I have always had.
Oh, we had a lilac tree in my backyard growing up. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's that. Whatever it is, it's a signature. It's the signature smell. Of springtime. Does that sound romantic? The signature smell of springtime.
It's one of the good ones.
It really is. It's fabulous to have that here and to be able to take a deep breath and get it with all of the other things, the fungicides that are they're growing around. So that's a good thing for us to think about as we get started. This hour of the DJV program, the focus on states and the reopening. Yesterday was a holiday. Today is the 26th, so we've had our weekend to get ourselves acquainted with the reopening rules, Victoria. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a lot of states are coming under criticism because of misleading statistics, concealing information related to the outbreak. Do you have faith? You live in New Jersey. Do you have faith that the information that you've gotten from the state or even the federal government, the method for counting COVID deaths changes from state to state to state. I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday and have addressed it before. The actual number of people who have died as a result of the pandemic is certainly higher than what's been counted.
Yeah.
And one
well,
would wonder why the data has been.
Well, it's higher than what we've known because people started dying in probably by the end of January. I think people were probably already dying from it. Mm-hmm. So it's there's no way we could have known back then. It just looked like some sort of severe pneumonia. I think that's kind of what everyone was listed on death certificates. I think that's what happened. I mean, I looking back on it towards the end of January, my godfather passed away, and he had just come back from Europe and had often done business going back and forth. And he was in Virginia, totally fine, in good health, and was on the phone with my parents, and 2 weeks later, on a ventilator, and died. And no one, at the time, we had no idea. We just thought it was this crazy, insane strain of pneumonia that just took him so quickly. I fully believe now that he had COVID.
What is the reason, though? Why would it be important one way or another to have these numbers? Why are people so focused on the numbers?
Well, I think herd capacity is something that's a lot of scientists have been talking about and looking at. So the more people that we know have had it, the greater the percentage of the population that has had it or been exposed to it, then we can kind of see if we actually reach herd capacity, which a lot of scientists have said might be even faster than waiting for a vaccine. If everyone has already sort of been inoculated by it, then or has antibodies, and we don't know exactly how much immunity antibodies give you, but if the theory's correct, then herd capacity kind of would be faster than waiting for a vaccine.
It's an interesting term, isn't it? Herd capacity.
I'm assuming like that's cows. Something you've encountered with cows.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, right. We have lots of cows and lots of herd capacity. The impact this has had on children versus adults, a lot of people early on, and again, excuse me for the, I do have a little twig of lilac here in the studio, and I wonder whether that impacts the reaction to all of the yellow stuff on cars. That's pollen.
It's so
it really
bad right
is
now.
Pretty amazing.
I've been having such a tough time. And we had a fire in Los Angeles right by my house yesterday.
Really?
I was just a mess. Yep.
Yeah, that'll knock you out for sure. All right, so we're talking about stats and why it's important to understand reopening barbershops. I'm getting a haircut. I got an appointment. Never made an appointment to get a haircut in my life. And I made an appointment for 1 o'clock this afternoon to get my haircut.
I think barbershops and salons are doing one customer at a time, right?
Yeah, that's why you have to have an appointment now, because they're making you come right at your appointment time, mm-hmm. so that they can actually put like 15 minutes in between customers to sanitize everything.
Mm. Okay, so there's that.
Not that I know what a barbershop is like in L.A. County, by the way. Tell me about it. I don't know what restaurants are. I don't know what hairstylists are.
Well, but is there, when you get right down to it, there are other things. I've noticed that the people who I get acupuncture from, the physical therapist, none of those people really. I have chiropractic and have been having chiropractic care since I got back pretty much from California. But the other two things that are staples of me keeping myself in shape and keeping the aches and the pains from becoming distracting, those people are nowhere to be found. And I'm wondering why. Those things, those are important. Why it is that it's difficult for people. I guess I thought this all along. Some people depend on, you've been able to go to the doctor or see a doctor, and so these are regular staples of my own ability to stay healthy, and there's been a prejudicial, I believe, attitude toward why this, the building, what these people are doing, stuff all closed. Why? If you need to be healthy in order to stave this off, then why is it that under certain circumstances that, so you go in and you have a mask on and there is a separation of time between when one person leaves and the other person's in there, and these people are great at sanitation anyway. So I don't get that. Is it fear-based thinking? What is it, or herd mentality, or just prejudice against people? You know, we have so much focus on these people who were supposed to be scientists, and there's a prejudice. There still is a prejudice.
Now you heard Dr. Fauci this weekend, who was saying we need to stay indoors, now saying, well, we can't stay locked down forever for that very reason, because in L.A. County now, the number of suicides are outnumbering the coronavirus deaths, and we're considered one of the epicenters right now, apparently, of coronavirus, but yet suicides, the rate has never been higher. And that, I think, plays to your point. Not only are people concerned financially, economically about their future, and also I think a lot of people kind of get their identity from what they do, and they're not able to do it right now. But then also the people who have chronic pain, the people who are not able to get access to the services that kept them going every day, that's got to be a piece of it too.
Yeah. There's too much focus on Fauci, I think.
I do too, actually. I haven't seen him in a while. Nah. I guess he's sort of been staying. I didn't see him this weekend, but I haven't seen him at all on TV in a while.
What's just disappointing, and I don't know if it's any doctor's fault, because I'm going to put all doctors in the mix. Whoever the experts are at the state level and the federal level, there's a lot of mixed information, and we've talked about it here. The masks are bad, the masks are good. Well, the masks are not great again. And now the being, you know, staying home is what we have to do. Now we can't do it forever. It's just, there's a lot of back and forth that I think is making people just lose trust in everybody and just saying, forget it. We're just going to try to navigate all on our own and do what feels right to us. And I think that's what we saw in the images over Memorial Day weekend, where people were actually out there living again.
I had the farm opened up. People couldn't stay at the farm. They couldn't sit on the picnic tables. They couldn't congregate. But they came, and they got out of their cars, and they went to visit with the calves, and they visited with the chickens, and they visited with the cows. It was a way of people expressing. And every single person who came had children. And all the children that I saw, I don't hang around the barnyard because there's stuff that we're working on. We get started with our haying this weekend on the farm. But most of the people, if not all, had children, and every one of them was wearing a mask. And it was just kind of a bizarre. It's like living in another world. It just is. Living in a world that you don't understand. These kids are going to grow up, and I suppose maybe they'll think it's normal. What is normal? I don't even know what's normal anymore. You know, it reminds me of an experience. You'll love this. I have maintained that I will not do a business with any company that is connected to China. I will not buy a product. So I'm sticking to that in terms of what we buy for the farm And so my, over the weekend, my scale went on the fritz. And so I'm online looking for a scale, a new one, and I'm looking to see where it's made. Do you know that I spent an hour and a half trying to find a scale that wasn't made in China? I went through 47 different types of scales before I found one that was made in America. That's, do you realize what we have? It's everywhere. It's, that's kind of like
the price
the same plague. Well, not, there was no real price difference, and what I, the quality that I was looking for was $49. They were all, the prices of all of them were in the $40, $50 range.
Well, that's good, because in a lot of cases, the stuff made here is a lot more expensive.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? I'm willing to pay. It was on a website called Wayfair. I didn't know
it. Oh, yeah, Wayfair is good.
Mm-hmm. It is. Good for what? Why do you say it's good? Good
home
in
decor.
What way?
Home stuff, yeah. I wouldn't have thought.
But do they focus on good
no,
quality?
No, it's not made in America stuff, necessarily. No. I actually almost, this weekend, it's a little depression buying going on, I almost bought a outdoor set because it was on sale for like $600. It was really nice. And it was made in China. So I actually stopped because I looked at it. But Wayfair, the reason I went, oh, Wayfair, is because I wouldn't think to buy a scale there. So
I would at Wayfair?
Yeah, with the Amazon,
I wouldn't even guess that they had scales.
they had a lot of them. I Googled scale not made in China.
You're missing the boat. Why don't you just get one of those farm scales that you use? They're probably made in America. A little bulky for your bathroom, but you know.
Yes, a little bulky. You're right about that. So is that
extra
an example?
Capacity in case the winter months are a little more productive than usual.
Actually, I've gone against the trend. We were talking yesterday, Jennifer, about how much weight people have gained over the course of this last 4 months, and most everybody has gone up. You know, one of the great sponsors that we have is a product that helps you lose weight. And I thought our message during it, as a matter of fact, Victoria got us to thinking about this. When they went away, the folks at Calitrin decided, well, we're not getting any orders, so we're not going to advertise. And so I was talking to the fellow who's in charge of advertising for us, and then Victoria and I were talking about it, and she was right. And this is the same thing I've said before. For those of you who run local shops and advertise on your local radio stations, in addition to national advertisers, this is the time. And now that we have the PPP money, most businesses do, then if you're open or you can do business, then this is the time to do it. And certainly a product like Calitrin, which has the ability to sell online for the most part. You don't go into a store and buy Calitrin. As a matter of fact, it's only available at toploss.com. So we were talking about people losing weight because most of the people who have died were obese. They were heavy, way beyond the scale. What is it? The body mass index, the BMI, supposed to be around 25, 26. And most of the people who were passing away, 34, 35, 36, their body mass index or bigger than that. So under the circumstances, this is a great product. And I'm swinging into it because I'm thinking of the stats. Now, if people adding to their waistline, getting less healthy instead of more healthy. So now's the time for you, if you haven't done something to help you knock the weight off, or if you're okay before and now you have gained weight, go to toploss.com and see how this product works. It's the most popular weight loss program, the formula, because of the fact it has no stimulants, has no drugs in it. That's what we underscore. So go to toploss.com. See how you can get on this program. Some people only stay on it for 3 months. Yeah, you'll lose the weight, but it won't get your body tuned up, so you keep it off. If you stay on the program for 6 months, and it's just taking 4 capsules at night before you go to bed and letting it do its work when you're asleep, then you'll lose the weight and you'll train your body to keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. You don't have to have, there's no shipping charge, and the unlimited buy three, get three free deal is yours. Toploss.com, code DJV.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Some information musically from Queen, and thus the focus here, 23 and change after the hour on the Tuesday, May 26th, DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Brian May in the focus. Apparently, May, who's the guitarist for Queen, has been recovering from a heart attack. He says he's feeling incredibly grateful. He was near death. Only part of a complicated medical ordeal that he's been going through, apparently. He was hospitalized after ripping his gluteus maximus in what he calls a bizarre gardening accident.
I'd love to know what the hell happened.
Your gluteus maximus, for those of you who don't know, is your butt. And the incident left May in debilitating pain that puzzled his doctors. He posted, "No other tests were done. A week later, I was still in agony. I mean, real agony. I wanted to jump at some point. I couldn't believe the pain. After a lower spine MRI, doctors discovered he had quite severely compressed his sciatic nerve." That'll do it, man. I've been there and done that. Oof. That's why I had this feeling that someone was putting a screwdriver in my back. Why did those discs in my spine get squished? He posted a caption. Well, I think 50 years of running around with a guitar strap over my left shoulder holding a heavy guitar might have something to do with it. How heavy is a guitar?
Pretty heavy. An electric guitar, pretty heavy.
It is? Really?
I mean, to be running around the way he does, yeah.
Okay. In the middle of the saga of this whole painful backside, I had a small heart attack. I say small. It was about 40 minutes of pain in the chest and tightness, and that feeling in the arms of pain or numbness and then sweating. After he arrived at the hospital, his condition was worse than he suspected. He had three congested arteries. Presented with his treatment options, he declined having open heart surgery. Instead, had three stents put in. I'm incredibly grateful that I now have a life to lead again. I was actually very near death because of this, but the pain I had was from something completely different. Funny how things work. I'm good. I'm here. And I'm ready to rock. So he says, Brian May. And
he's in really good shape, too, because I follow him on Instagram, and I saw them live last year, and he just is constantly, he's like Mick Jagger, he's constantly running all over the stage playing guitar, and he's on the treadmill he runs on the treadmill every day, you know, when he's on tour. He's vegan, like, he's thin, he's not overweight at all. It's surprising. I guess everyone needs to get their heart checked, because having three arteries blocked.
Yep, that's what you eat, not to anything else. And also, he needs a haircut. So once you get that, it'll be all set.
We all need haircuts.
That's for sure. Woo. Next up, musically, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and the Dropkick Murphys. Good, Doug. Dropkick Murphys holding a concert here in Boston at Fenway Park. The only thing is, the stadium's going to be empty. Performing in the baseball stadium with the big green wall, they call it. It's Friday night, 6
Monster,
o'clock.
Yeah.
Green Monster, yep. Streaming live for people to watch on the band's Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch pages. Group says they're streaming out a Fenway performance, one in a long history of shows the band has played at the park, but it'll be the first and possibly the only time the band plays on the baseball diamond in the field at Fenway. We're super excited we're getting to play on the diamond in the infield, which they've never let a band do before, but obviously with no games coming, they've been a bit kinder to us. The Dropkick Murphys will be joined remotely by friend Bruce Springsteen for a special double play of one of Dropkick Murphys' songs and one Springsteen song. During the live stream, a text-to-donate campaign will support three nonprofits: the Boston Resiliency Fund, Feeding America, and Habitat for Humanity. So, that's what's going on with these guys. I'm visualizing because I know Fenway Park pretty well. It's right next to the Mass Turnpike. It's really interesting if people can hear all this stuff as they drive by. 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As America remembered over 2.5 centuries of fallen heroes yesterday, President Trump was in Maryland taking time to remember those who'd given their lives for the nation.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free.
Trump speaking at Baltimore's Fort Henry National Monument in Baltimore following an earlier visit to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Federal Trade Commission says that scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The commission says there had been 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million worth of losses as of the 21st of May, the average victim losing nearly $500. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Puerto Rico continues to fight for U.S. statehood, and Wendy King has the details.
Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez announced she's holding a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether Puerto Rico should become a U.S. state. The move would require approval from Congress, the island's independent supporters, and members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party supports the status quo. It's a gamble that the governor's pro-statehood party are confident will pay off, that Puerto Rico has struggled to obtain federal funding for Hurricanes Ima and Maria and the coronavirus pandemic. There are now growing complaints that the island doesn't receive fair and equal treatment. Puerto Ricans are still U.S. citizens but can't vote in the presidential elections. And while the island is exempt from U.S. federal income tax, it still pays Social Security and Medicare and local taxes and receives much less federal funding than U.S. states. Statehood would award Puerto Rico 2 senators and 5 representatives, but it's unlikely a Republican-controlled Congress would acknowledge the referendum because Puerto Rico tends to favor Democrats.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria here with you. Phil, controls in Washington, D.C. And Victoria, you've got some trending news related to the coronavirus. And I want to get to your story, but I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear about the subsequent problem that has come from the coronavirus closures?
No.
Okay.
Angry rats. Apparently. The CDC is now sending out a warning that certain areas of the country that are still closed down are seeing an increase in rodent activity because rats are still searching for food sources, and their normal spots, which are like restaurant dumpsters, are shut down.
Now they're saying
that in these rats have spread out from commercial areas into residential areas, and the CDC said, given the circumstances, they may exhibit, quote, unusual or aggressive behavior. So watch out.
Rats are already aggressive enough in New York City. I can't imagine.
I know. They're
right
like
now.
Little horses or so. Well, I guess even more aggressive than that. Yes.
Well, is that part of what we are living through? Things are changing, growing. We have lots of different things to be aware of. that are bad for us. The idea of rats and what they bring with them and these hornets. And I don't even know what the bug was. When I came in the house last night after spending the day on the farm, it was dark, and I had a little booklet with me. And on the back of this booklet was some kind of black bug. I don't know what it was, but I brushed it away, and it came right back. And I brushed it away again as I was coming through the door, and it came back and came into the house. And it didn't. I swatted it a couple of times and didn't seem to want to die. It fell on the floor, and Daisy ate it.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
What it was, but
it's probably one of those beetles that's attracted to the light.
Yeah, you think so? Well, it wasn't.
Well, you know those summer beetles that they're awful.
Yeah, well, I guess but there also have been a lot of ladybugs around lately, and I quite like them. There's a peaceful, easy feeling I get. You think that's weird when I see a ladybug? There was one crawling up my shirt the other day, and they looked so, they kind of seem sweet.
They're supposed to be good luck.
Yeah, right. Well, if
no,
there are a lot of them around.
Are adorable.
Yeah. The Kawasaki.
The most well-dressed bug, I think.
They're very nicely dressed, yes. Very
cutest
nice.
Outfit.
The Kawasaki thing, the inflammatory illness that's linked to the virus affecting young adults, children, that sort of thing, doctors are reporting patients in their early and mid-20s who are ill. It was dubbed multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, or MISC. There's a 25-year-old in Long Island at the Jewish Medical Center, 20-year-old in San Diego has got it, several patients at NYU Langone in the Big Apple, a pediatric infectious disease doctor at NYU, has said that this MISC in younger children causes symptoms very close to the traditional Kawasaki disease. Does anybody know what it does is leave blood vessels inflamed? Anybody ever know anybody who had Kawasaki disease?
I did not, no.
I've not come across anybody.
But I think that's the consistent thing, is that this really causes inflammation, whether you're in kids or adults. This is what's causing heart problems. It's what's causing strokes for people who are recovering from it, because it inflames your system, your blood vessels,
blood
so much. So
yeah, are bad too.
I'm no doctor, but I will tell you just what I'm doing in my own life.
You can play one on the radio, though, Jennifer.
Yeah,
okay.
But just preventatively, I think we're all taking a little more vitamin C. Maybe some of us have added zinc
more
to
D.
our routine.
Zinc.
Vitamin
yep.
D is another one. But, you know, make sure you're taking, like, the curcumin or the turmeric. And just,
yes.
like, the anti-inflammatories, I think, it's just smart anyway to take it for your body. It's just good. It doesn't hurt you, or it shouldn't. And, yeah, I just feel like that's just something next. I mean, it may not do much, but at least it's in the mix if you do happen to get this.
And if you're not used to it, if you haven't done it in your lifetime, now's a good time to familiarize yourself. There are a lot of good things around, you know, the D product, the D, the C, the things that are important once you understand how your body works. A lot of people never take supplements in their lives. I've been taking supplements since I was in my 20s. I took a few when I was a youngster, but my parents didn't understand it, and there was nothing around. But once I was on my own in my early 20s, I realized how important it was. I've always been fortunate growing up on the farm, knock on wood, to have a good, strong immune system, because that's what happens when you're exposed to lots of dirt as you're growing up. I think a lot of children today are not. They're weaker. They're vulnerable to sickness and disease because they just don't have the kind of they don't have the exposure to things. That's why
shifted indoors for kids now.
Yeah, well, but
outdoors, it's astroturf. It's not even dirt.
Yeah, it's fake. Everything
is
fake.
Sand. Yeah, it's either sand or astroturf.
Yeah. So under the circumstances,
I made a mud pie as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like we were in the backyard playing in dirt.
Yeah.
So well, I don't know. It is weird that kids today never get dirty.
I remember my son-in-law was horrified. One morning, Miles was about two, we were having breakfast at Lulu's. You know where Lulu's is, Jennifer, on Beverly. And I walked out, and he was finished with his breakfast, and his mother and father were still eating, and so was Brendan. So I took him, and we walked outside. And there's a big pile of dirt in the driveway of this restaurant. So I went over, and we played in it for a while. And then he was curious. There was a car parked. The brakes, you can see the brakes. You know how some of the new cars, they have colorful brakes, and you can see them as you're driving down the road. Well, he was curious, so he stuck his hand in there and got grease on it. So he had dirt and sand and grease on his hands when he came back. And his father was horrified that I exposed him to that stuff. How will you dare with a bed of ringer? And I said, this is very good for him. He needs to be exposed to lots of dirt and lots of things that will build up his immune system. I'm not sure I was good at selling it at that point.
I don't know how important grease is.
Dirt and brain fluid. Dirt in general is good. It really is. Dirt in general is good. The supplements don't have dirt in them, but they do help. My routine is pretty much the same. Of the 30 supplements that I take some in the morning and some at night before I go to bed, and they're all based on my immune system. Multivitamin, vitamin B, C, D, a little of E. There are a lot of things supplementation-wise. Echinacea, for example, is a very good immune enhancer, along with astragalus. I never could pronounce that right. Do you know what I'm talking about, astragalus?
Mm-mm. No.
Don't you? I thought you'd be familiar with that.
Astragalus.
Well, astragalus, yeah. Well, anyway. There's a lot of things. You can go online, you can look up a lot of this stuff that's there that will help you enhance your immune system. It really, even though there are a lot of doctors who say, oh, all you'll do is pee it out of your system. No, that's not true. You'll pee out the excess from your system, but taking vitamins and minerals, too, mineral supplements, because your body really needs minerals, like potassium and selenium, magnesium, all of those things are part of my daily routine because they keep your body tuned up. You got to have that stuff in your system as well. In sports news, the National Hockey League is going to reopen their facilities next month, trying to restart the season. Huh? Why are they even bothering at this point? Because they can finish it.
Yeah, they've already put so much into the season, it's hard to just scrap it. But I think it's going to be really difficult. You've had such a huge amount of time in between the last game and now, and then you're going to go into playoff season immediately, which is what will happen with the NBA and the NHL. Mm. So,
but what's the point? What are they? Who's even interested in hockey in June?
Oh, my God. Every night.
Really?
People are so desperate for sports right now and for something to watch on television.
We've been watching German soccer in our house.
Yeah,
and I love soccer, but it's like, really? I said to Louis the other day, I said, I don't care about Dusseldorf versus whatever. Like, I'm over it. But, yeah, we need real sports back.
Real sports. Story of Carl Crawford, he's...
I do, former Dodger baseball player.
Yeah, right.
Had a sad death at his house.
Well, a woman and a five-year-old boy drowned in his pool.
Yeah, the kid was drowning. This really sounds kind of weird, but he's come out and talked a lot about it, so it doesn't seem like he's trying to hide from it. The kid was drowning, and I guess the woman jumped in after him, and she ended up drowning too. So,
in a pool?
In a pool. That's
very bizarre. Was she drunk or something? Like, I don't know what the circumstances were. That's so bizarre.
The woman was 25. The child was 5. She jumped into the pool to save him, and they were unable to get out of the pool. They were there. They were filming a music video, apparently, at his house. It didn't have anything to do with him, apparently. But you got to wonder, why?
Something seems a little off with that. Yeah.
Did you... Did anybody, yesterday we were talking about, you weren't here, Jennifer, the Tom Brady, the foursome that played and how much fun it was. Apparently Brady's not that good a golfer, and a lot of people, this is what the trouble of the world. He doesn't know how to play golf.
He split
his pants, didn't he?
Yeah, something happened with his pants. I missed that part, but he hit
split right down the backside.
Crack?
Yeah.
Really?
No, the butt.
Oh, really?
But he definitely held his own. He didn't win. He and Phil Mickelson didn't win. Tiger and Peyton won, but still. Who says he's a... Well, people love to hate on him, so I have no skin in this game, so I do not need to hate on Tom Brady or love him. He's just another person to me, but, yeah, that's ridiculous if someone's going after him for that. They raised $33 million for children's charity, so...
Good for them.
Yeah.
What's the story with this Lance documentary on ESPN, the story of his life? The first part aired on Sunday.
Is it new or is it old? Is it from the archives? Because everything's from the archives right now.
Well, I'm not sure about that. This was an 18-month project, apparently. This director followed Lance Armstrong around. No, I don't think so. It just looks to me like this is new.
Maybe it's new. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And how he goes through all this stuff. He is, you're right. I'm wondering who's watching this because he's one of the most disliked people in America as it comes to pass. There's a woman that is not. This is Sally Ride Day. Today, celebrating Sally Ride Day, the first American woman astronaut to go into space. Her birth date was May 26th, 1951, in L.A. She was mission specialist on STS-7, the second flight of the Challenger. It was launched from Kennedy Space Center on June 18th, 1983. This week heralds us going back into the space race, in a manner of speaking. You know that, right? We're going to send on Wednesday from Cape Canaveral astronauts up to the Space Center on our own. Well, it's a combination deal between NASA and Elon Musk's company. Everybody's all excited. I think the president's going to go down even for it.
He said he'd like to.
Yeah, right. So that's
I'm excited.
Something
this is well, something that unites the whole country. Or
it does. Yep.
And it's missing. You know, without politics, it is just missing.
Yep. A lot of things are missing. With or without politics, a lot of things are missing because we're just so much into it. Last night, the 11 o'clock news, I was going to bed. I watched the beginning of it until I was like 60 seconds in. The weather coming up. We'll have two beautiful days, and then we'll tell you how the weather gets horrible again. The headline in my world is, we have two beautiful days ahead of us. Why do we have to spoil it with, we'll tell you when the weather gets bad again? Huh? What kind of thinking?
Well, because people actually care about the weather again.
I care about the weather, too.
People are starting to go out.
but why would you use that as a headline? We'll tell you when it's going to be horrible again.
This whole week, it's just awful.
Okay, well, I'm glad I brought that up then. All right, Jennifer, what's on television tonight, if you please?
Get off my lawn. A couple of things. World of Dance is...
I'm not your father. That's your father saying that. It's not me.
Oh, no. I don't know. We could have a curmudgeon off. I don't know. Between you two. Okay, The World of Dance on NBC. The season premiere happens tonight. That's with Jennifer Lopez, Derek Hough, and Neo. They will judge the dance competition. Also tonight, America's Got Talent will start up again. That's at 8 o'clock. So you've got 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. World of Dance, America's Got Talent. DC Stargirl is new tonight on the CW. Deadliest Catch. Also new tonight at 8 p.m. on Discovery. There's also a new episode of Chopped tonight on Food Network at 9 o'clock. That's always a big one for you food fans. And The Genetic Detective, I might check this one out. This is a new series. Investigative genetic genealogist works with Seattle's sheriff's office to try to figure out some homicide cases, which sounds kind of interesting. It's a documentary series, and it premieres tonight on ABC at 10.
That does look family. Cool. I saw that, you know, that pre-habit.
Family Feud's all been all over the place. You notice that this weekend?
It's really Steve funny. Harvey. We stayed late at my uncle's house on Sunday, and we were watching back-to-back episodes of Family Feud playing along. It was very funny.
And they're old episodes, too. They're 2-3 years old. Celebrity, Family Feud, regular.
Yeah.
It's really good. Harvey has it. He's very affable. I think he likes the role, frankly. It's the 10 before the hour on the Tuesday DJV program.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through some of the major tech news and how it impacts you. Some of the companies are trying to figure out how they can put workstations at people's homes, right? Is that, I think I wouldn't like that, especially if you're living tight in or if you got a big family. I think it's good for the companies. I'm not sure it's good for the families or the individuals. What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I don't know how good or bad it is, but it's the way, it's just reality at this point. And a lot of people are paying attention to large corporations like Facebook and Microsoft and Apple and Twitter, because the way that the tech companies decide to run their businesses has a large impact on how other companies model their own office space. And so we know back in the day, Amazon and Google had that notion that creative work, you know, everyone had to be together on this campus. And, you know, and if, I have a friend who works at Google on the Google campus, and they have a 24-hour pharmacy and a 24-hour dry cleaning because essentially they don't want anyone going home. It's they wanted everyone there all the time. They have napping rooms and they have meditation rooms and pool. You can go and shoot pool and all kinds of stuff and cafes and everything. It's really kind of an amazing facility. Well, now, obviously, with everything that's been going on, it's empty. Apple also has a campus that's pretty impressive. Amazon has a similar idea. So now those major companies are saying in this post-pandemic world, they are probably never – a chunk of their workforce is probably never going to return to an office. And they're figuring out essentially how well it's working. And a lot of companies are finding that people are even more productive working at home than they are in an office environment.
Why would that be?
That came out.
Well,
if you think about it, if you, you know, I've worked in, you know, in a corporate office radio, you know, situation, and there are so many distractions. There are people sitting next to you, all around you. Everyone's up. Everyone's going for smoke breaks. Everyone's in the kitchen talking about, you know, what was on TV last night.
What about at home? the wife or the spouse around, the children around. What I would think.
Well, kids are not normally at home. So kids being home now, that's tough for parents who have to homeschool and do their own jobs. But in reality, people are finding that if you normally do like an 8-hour day in the office, you're really only doing a few hours of solid work. Whereas right. if you're at home, you're actually getting all of that work done in a smaller, more concentrated amount of time. And companies are finding that, you know, they're ahead of their deadlines for whatever industry. Various industries are reporting the same thing. So it's actually working. And when office space is so expensive in every major city right now, I think a lot of companies are reevaluating. Well, do we need 5 floors of an office building? Maybe we only need 1 or 2. You know, and have people coming in on shifts, and people are trying to figure it out right now. My husband's company is saying that they have been delightfully surprised how productive everyone has been, and so they're trying to kind of figure out what the future is going to look like for them as well. Facebook has 45,000 employees, and they said about half of them may never work in an office space again. They'll be working from home.
Well, I don't know if I'd like that. I think being at home is great. No, I don't spend much time at home anyway, because once I do my radio work, I'm off to the farm. Not everybody has that distraction, but activities and things, I don't know. It just seems kind of, it's something to adjust to, much as anything else. Okay, there's a release of iOS. I never have done this right. iOS. What is it? What does that stand for?
iOS. Yeah.
iOS.
iPhone operating system.
There it is. 13.5 has been released with COVID tracing software. Let's see how that works.
The Geek Out.
The iOS 13.5 update is out and includes that change to Face ID to make it easier to unlock your phone while wearing a mask. But more importantly, it also includes the new software for COVID that Apple has been working on with Google. Called Exposure Notification API, it A, leads the user to opt in, and B, is what informs contact tracing apps that the user installs to participate in a program where devices can talk to each other via Bluetooth, creating data that can be used to notify anybody who's been in contact with that user who may later become infected. Now, this looks to be an effective tool in fighting the spread of COVID, but it comes with those pesky privacy concerns. We've tweeted all the details at The Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, next up is iPhone and iPad experience. What do we have here?
Lots of bugs. That's what's happening. So if you're finding in your iPhone or iPad that a lot of your apps are very buggy, you are not alone. So all you have to do, go into Settings, to General, to iPhone Storage. Then you can basically wipe out the apps that are giving you a problem, reinstall them, and it should fix it. We're not really sure what the deal is, but this is something in iOS 13.5 that's a buggy.
A bug! All right, we got the bugs taken care of here. Thanks, Victoria. 15.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.